patient's last name is Pitts, P-I-T-T-S. First name is Michael. Date of birth is March 9, 1981. Date of service is February 20th, 2024. Salinas Valley State Prison. Next, we have a chief complaint possible seizure. Next, we have history present during this patient says 42-year-old male, chief complaint possible seizure. So first up, patient tells me that seizure he had was in 2011. First up, that was the first time he had seizure. First up, he was in the kitchen. First up, he tells me that he suddenly fainted. First up, a patient suddenly fainted at the stove. First up, a patient tells me that there's no urinary incontinence. First up, there's no tongue biting. First up, patient basically fell. There's no post-ectal confusion. First up, a patient tells me that since then he has these spells on and off. First up, he would have it about once a couple of months. First up, a patient tells me that he cannot control it. First up, a patient tells me that there's no aura feelings. First up, denies any history of significant head trauma. First up, there's no brain surgery, according to the patient. First up, a patient tells me that when he's stressed, his seizure frequency increases. So first up, a patient tells me that every time he's under a lot of anxiety and stress situation, his frequency of a seizure increases. So first up, and he tells me that his muscles would tighten up. First up, his jaw would tighten up. First up, his jaw would lock up. First up, he feels that air started to he started to feel like his difficulty to gasp for air. And then he feels that his arms and legs are sore. Next up, paragraph of past medical history. Mechanical aortic valve replacement, a history of presumed seizures, next number. A history of vertigo symptoms and dizziness, current medications, warfarin, naloxone, atorvastatin, vitamin D3, losartan, calcium, levotriacetam, 1,250 milligrams twice a day. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies, social history, patients are denies any drug use, first up, denies any smoking, denies alcohol usage, first up, next review system, patient denies any amebraces, antibody sensor changes, diplopia, dysophagia, and dysphagia, first up, next paragraph, EEG study. First up, the EEG study was done today. First up, it shows no significant seizure activity. So first up, it shows there's no epileptic form discharges. So first up, there's no sharp and waves activity. So first up, there's no sharp spikes. So first up, it is a normal EEG study. Next paragraph, patient has history of presumed seizures since 2011 when he first suddenly fainted at the kitchen stove. A patient tells me that When he is more stressed and more anxious, he would have more of these spells. First up, he would tell me that he would suddenly, his muscles would start to tight. First up, his jaw would lock. His breathing tightening. A patient tells me his arms and legs are sore. And then he lose consciousness. There's no post-ictal confusion. There's no urinary incontinence. There's no tongue biting. Next paragraph. The EEG study was performed today. It is a normal study. There's no spike in waves activities. There's no shock waves. It is a normal study. There's no electrodiagnostic evidence of seizure activities based on this EEG study. I suspect the patient has non-epileptic seizure disorder. This is likely conversion disorder. The description of his event are not consistent with the true epileptic seizures. He tells me that when he has increased in stress, he would have these spells. Next paragraph. Recommendation: explain to the patient of the above diagnosis. Next number. May consider decrease. May consider patients see a psychiatrist for conversion disorder. Patient has already a CT scan. A CT scan of the brain in June 18, 2022, and it was unremarkable on medical records. Patient also have another normal EEG study back in August 30th of 2022. If possible, may consider slowly tapering off of seizure medication. Slow taper off the Keppra. If the patient continues to have these spells, have him follow up with me. Please make a follow-up appointment with me or any neurologist. Next step, I go for the smoxidine of the patient.